On this lesson, we're going to continue to talk about being a disciple and about how to make disciples of other people. Just want to remind you that the Lord really gave us a command not to go make converts, not to just get people to confess Jesus as their Lord and receive forgiveness of sins, although that's vital, not minimizing that at all. But the real purpose has to be a disciple, to go on beyond just getting born again and going to maturity. And then the goal of every Christian who is a disciple should be to go and make disciples of other people. And I want to share some things specifically concerning our discipleship program that you've been going through, that this is a part of, that we've been ministering to you about how you can mature in the Lord and how you can receive all of these things. But now we want to shift our emphasis somewhat to about how to get you to make disciples of other people, which was the command of the Lord. And let me just show you the necessity for this. First of all, the Lord told us to go and make disciples, to make people who are mature and able to reproduce. Our church world today basically hasn't done this. We've put the responsibility of getting people born again in their relationship with the Lord on what we call the clergy or the ministers. We have people that travel around as evangelists, and they hold these large crusades and see thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people make decisions towards the Lord. And I'm not saying that they aren't born again. Certainly some of them are not born again. Some of them are just going through the motions. But I'm sure there's people who are truly born again and have a relationship with the Lord. But most of the time, there's not an emphasis on going on and being a disciple. And that's not the way that God intended it to be. You know, I liken this very much to like a person that loves little kids, loves babies. You know, it'd be totally irresponsible to have a baby and just be so excited about having a baby, but all you like is the birth. All you like is seeing them born. But then anytime you have a child, you also have to assume responsibility for that child to train them and to raise them. And any person who would just have a child and rejoice and then throw them aside and say, let's go have another one, I guarantee you the welfare, the government would come after a person like that. That's irresponsible. In a sense, that's what the church has done. We tell people the main thing is to get born again, make Jesus your Lord, confess Him as your Lord. When that happens, we pat them on the back and say, now you're a Christian, believe God, study the Bible, and everything will be okay. That's not the emphasis that the Lord put on things. And because of this, we've produced people who have, many of them have made real heartfelt commitments to the Lord, but there's no maturity on their part. And they're unable to reproduce their faith. And instead of becoming a positive witness, they actually become a negative witness for the Lord. So the Lord intends us to go out and reach people in a way that they become full-fledged disciples and are able to reproduce their faith with others. You know, when I first got turned on to the Lord, like many people, I got such an excitement to share my faith with other people that I went out and I knocked on doors. I started witnessing to everything that moved. And even though I saw some people get born again, some people repeat after me, and of course some of them, I believe, just went through the motions to get me off their back. But some of them probably made a real heartfelt commitment. But I'd go back in a month or 2 months' time, and I'd find these people right back in the same problems. They didn't have any maturity. And I saw that if they were born again, then they certainly weren't going to ever be a reproductive, strong member that's able to reproduce their faith. And I became frustrated. And at this time, I came across some people who were really emphasizing discipleship. And they talked about some things. And one of the illustrations they shared with me was that if a person went out and led one person to the Lord every 6 months, but then they separated themselves and that other person and they discipled them to the point that this person became a mature Christian, able to reproduce their faith, well, then at the end of 6 months, there'd only be two Christians. And then each one of them would go out and lead one person to the Lord, withdraw, separate themselves, disciple them for 6 months. At the end of a year, there'd only be four Christians. See, this doesn't look comparable. Compare this to a person who could lead 1,000 people a year to the Lord in crusades and get them to confess. See, most people would look at that and say, well, this discipleship method only produces four converts in the first year. Whereas the other method would produce 1,000 converts. And most people would say, we got to go with the other one. But you know what? If you continue to follow this out over a 35-year span of time, the man who could lead 1,000 people to the Lord would have led 35,000 people to the Lord. Even though that's good, nobody would criticize that. It's just a drop in the bucket compared to the world population. And basically, that's the way the church has been functioning. But if we were to emphasize discipleship, the person who leads one person to the Lord every 6 months and then those two go out, in just a little over 12 and a half years, that person would evangelize more than the population of the world, over 5.5 billion people. Now, some people think, no, that can't be, but I challenge you to figure it out. I've multiplied it out in a little over 12 and a half years, one person discipling another person every 6 months, making them a reproducing member of the body of Christ, we could evangelize 5.5 billion people versus 12,500 people at the other method. You know, if we were to take this discipleship evangelism course that we have right here, that has been imparting into your life and trying to bring you to a place of maturity, and if we could get you not only to where you're experiencing victory and maturity in yourself, but then you get a desire to go out and reproduce this in other people. If you became the trainer instead of the trainee, and if you could disciple other people, here's some of the things that could happen. If one person listening to this right now, got hold of this concept, followed the Lord to a place of maturity, and then turned around and started discipling another person, and if you only did this to one person per year, then at the end of 1 year, there would be you and the person you've discipled. Two. Then at the end of 2 years, there'd be four. But you know what? If you continue to follow that down, at the end of 10 years, there'd be 1,024 people who had been discipled and were reproducing members of the body of Christ. If you continued to do that with only one person originally receiving this, at the end of 20 years, there'd be over 1 million people. That's awesome. This method of multiplication that the Lord established about going and making disciples, not going and making converts, is by far the best way to expand the kingdom and to reach people. But we in our mindset, we're for the quick fix. We're looking for something that will reach people. We're looking at statistics. You know, one of the statistics that very few people ever count is what about the negative statistics? What about the tens of thousands of people at a crusade who make a commitment to the Lord? And again, who knows how many are truly born again? I've heard Billy Graham, probably the premier evangelist of our day, saying that 85% of the people in America who claim Christianity are not truly born again. They've only gone through the motions, but there was no heartfelt conversion. Now, that amazes me. Now, that was a secondhand story. I can't quote that as authoritative, but the person I heard it through, I don't have any reason to believe he was wrong. I certainly believe, whether it's 85%, I certainly believe that there is a large percentage of people today who profess Christianity, but don't profess it. There wasn't real, genuine, heartfelt faith in their heart. And because of this, how many people that come to these mass crusades and make these commitments go out and proclaim they're a Christian, but then they still have anger, bitterness, jealousy. They become a negative witness. If we want to count statistics, how many people have been turned away from the true gospel because they saw somebody who claimed Christianity and they thought, man, I'm as good as the hypocrites down there at church. I don't need it. See, we count these statistics, and by anybody's estimation, not all of them are heartfelt conversions. But even if every single person who claims Christianity was truly born again, we don't have this multiplying effect. We have the burden of conversion of people on the backs of just a few people, and that's never the way that God intended it. God intended for every single member of the body of Christ to not only receive salvation, but then go to maturity and become a reproducing member who is able to disciple other people. You know, if 10 people were to take this and do it, of course, the statistics would wind up to be 10 times as much. If 100 people were to take this concept and use this program right here to not only be discipled, but then to disciple other people and just continue this, with 100 people taking this in 10 years, you'd reach 102,000 people who are disciples. In 20 years, 105 million people. Did you know in the United States, that's nearly half the population. And if they were not only professors, but possessors of true Christianity and able to reproduce their faith, what a difference that would make. You know, the whole point of this is that discipleship is the method that God set down for evangelizing the world. It not only blesses you, because as I use that scripture, John 8:32, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth doesn't make you free until you continue in the word. And that's what God wants for the individual so that you can experience God's fullness. But also, it's God's method of evangelism. This is the system that God placed down, and whoever decided that that was not the way to do it, and they substituted another method, it has not worked. This is God's system. And this is the reason we call this discipleship evangelism. If you want to really evangelize the world and see people come to the Lord, then take the people who are already professors, get them to live the abundance, and become a positive witness, able to reproduce their faith and disciple other people. And in a very short period of time, we could be out of here if we would follow God's plan. So I pray today that God would speak this to your heart, would show you the value that one of you, one person getting hold of this and just becoming faithful over a 20-year period of time could reach over 1 million people. Man, your life can count. You're important to God, and I encourage you to go on and become a disciple and a discipler of other people.